This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Never been accused of being a fanboy before. But no matter, let's go into hour number two, shall we? This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed, that's really good advice. That's really good advice that I give you. Welcome back. This is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday night, this is Lock and Load. Going to the phones now, where you can, if you want to call, 877-807-4048. Going to Randall in Denver, who patiently waited, who sort of mistimed that first call-in after why would you think it's ever a bad time to call into a radio show, Randall? You know it's talk radio, right?
Well, I didn't know if you had a guest on or not for today.
No, you would have heard that. I'm flying free tonight.
Yes, that's good. I just wanted to tell you, first off, I love that hoodie you're wearing. That thing is awesome looking. Also, you remember I was telling you a couple weeks ago about that list I was making about all of the elected officials?
Did you get it to Mr. Heron at We Like Shooting?
I did. Last night I finally finished it, and I wanted to get your opinion. All I did was put their names, their counties, and their districts. I didn't want to bog it down with this guy voted for this, that guy voted for that. I just wanted to put their names, counties, and districts on there, make it short and sweet. Do you think that was a good way to do it, or should I have put a little bit more detail? I didn't want to bore anybody with too much data.
Well, see, that's the thing. You've got to look for that sweet spot when you're submitting something like that. I mean, you can't get it. It's like doing a resume, putting in a resume to be a dishwasher that's 5 pages long, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you've got to get what you're putting out there is sort of like a commercial. You've got to get their attention. You got to get them to look at it. And you're going to do that in the first two or three lines. And if it's out there going, so-and-so, he went to college here. He had these following private sector jobs. He's done this, and this. He's given money to these people. I mean, you can do a dossier on each one of them, and it gets dumped.
Yeah, so, I understand that. I wanted to keep it simple because the idea was he'll put it up on his site as a live link, and I'm gonna put a bunch of copies in gun shops, shooting ranges, and gun shows, and people can just grab a copy, take it home with them, do their own research, find out what these people voted for and against, and just go from there because we got to beat their butts this election.
Let me ask you a question. In Colorado, are you still having the David Koppel, Dudley from National or Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, are you still having that duel over magazine capacity where you've got 30 rounds being allowed now, and Koppel worked that out from the Independence Institute, but then Dudley comes riding in from the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners saying, no, repeal everything or nothing?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything really about that. I've been listening to you, and I've been listening to Tom Gresham and all my podcasts, and I haven't really heard much about that lately.
See, I'll tell you, how do you feel about that? I mean, would you be happy just to get the magazine? First of all, you're probably laughing you're laughing to your fourth point of contact just bouncing on the floor just from the fact that most of that stuff they're wanting is unenforceable, right?
Exactly. I mean, all I got to do is drive north for about an hour and
yeah.
Wyoming. I go to Wyoming, I take my sons, we do some sightseeing, and I get some magazines. It's not illegal at all.
No.
You just can't buy or sell in Colorado.
Yeah, and you can't go to work for Magpul in Colorado because of it too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Magpul went down to Texas.
Yeah, so how do you feel about that? I mean, does it matter to you how they call it, if they say, well, you're limited to 30 rounds, or if they say it's repealed? Does it matter?
Well,
because I can sit here and say it doesn't matter, it shouldn't matter, but I don't live in Colorado.
Yeah, there's too much crap going on with Dudley. I mean, I was a member of the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, and that's pretty much the biggest organization in the state. It breaks my heart to say, but he just lost my trust. I stopped my membership a year and a half ago, and I'm done with them. I still go on their website, but their website hasn't even updated. Usually they have postings of all the laws in session for the year, but they haven't updated it since last year, so I can't find out anything from there. So I got to do my own legwork for this stuff.
Well, you know, Dudley's also National Association for Gun Rights.
Absolutely, yeah, I know.
So the biggest problem I have with Dudley, sometimes Dudley seems to make his bones by calling out other gun advocates. Sometimes he's correct. Sometimes he isn't. However, if you'll notice one thing, one of the biggest, and I don't know if you heard it the other day, but I'm very upset that a lot of people are attacking Nugent for his little Facebook thing he put up the other day about Jewish gun grabbers.
I haven't seen that. I've been boycotting Facebook for the past 6 days.
I know you have, but I mean, the news has been out there. There's been a couple of gun blogs out there talking about how he should be this and he should be that. You will never see the gun grabbers dress each other down in public.
No, you won't. That's true.
And that creates, no matter what's happening in the background, there's lots of stuff happening in the background, although right now McAuliffe is getting attacked by Bloomberg because, well, McAuliffe went way off the gun-grabbing reservation the other day. So I'm not surprised to see that happening in public. Most of the time it doesn't happen that way, though. And for us to be getting out there and doing that, Dudley does not need to be calling out a bunch of people. He calling them, you know, Koppel fought something back. He pushed back against something. He got something that can get passed tomorrow. If it gets put in front of Hickenlooper. Hickenlooper will sign it because Hickenlooper knows he's lost a lot of power. And he'll sign this.
Well, there was this thing with Dudley also, not just the Independence Institute thing, but it was a few years ago, I read something about where he's claiming he was in Washington fighting for this fight, and his name was never on the list to be there. He was taking credit for stuff he never did.
Right. Most of the guys that you'll see in Washington are actually stationed in Virginia.
Yeah,
that's where the NRA is. That's where Gun Owners of America is. Second Amendment Foundation, you don't see them there because they're not really lobbyists. What they do is they take things and put them in court and sue them into constitutionality. So they don't do that. The Firearms Coalition, which is pretty close to you, is they're just sort of this loose guerrilla group, so they don't really do anything in the way of lobbying. But your two main lobbyists are in Virginia, and that's so they can drive across the river and go to Washington, D.C. and actually lobby. So, Dudley, you know what? We're coming up on the first break. If you want to hold through the break, since you're in Colorado, I'll tell you what I think about Dudley in the next segment. If you want to hold, unless you're done. If you're done, well.
Oh, no, I want to listen. I can't wait for it.
Okay. So in Colorado right now, I've never asked you, what's your carry gun?
Oh, my carry gun? Depends. One day it's a Carr CW45, a Beretta 92, or a Springfield XDM.
Well, you've got a good representation there, don't you?
Yeah, my wife just whispered, mine's an XDS.
which caliber, though?
45. The only one's a 9mm is my Beretta.
There you go. I'm going to put you back on hold.
Thank you, sir.
We'll talk a little Dudley when we get back. I never get to talk to anybody from Colorado. Colorado is very interesting to me, so I want to continue to do this. In any event, we'll be right back, going right back to the phones on a Thursday night. This is Lock and Load. 7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Not supposed to see shadows moving in the studio. I'm supposed to be alone in here. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Back to the phones with Randall. We were talking about Dudley. Randall lives in the land of Dudley. Now, you probably know more about Dudley than I know about Dudley. All I know about Dudley is I've never heard of anybody besides Dudley at either one of those organizations, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners or National Association of Gun Rights. I never see anybody but him representing them. What's the status with that? Do you know?
Well, the first experience I had with Dudley was back in the early 2000s, and I joined the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners back then, and then I got married, had kids, and just kind of went our separate ways. And then after all the gun stuff went down in 2013, there was an event held at Cherry Creek Reservoir way down southeast of where I'm at, and he was there. It was mainly about countering the Hickenlooper, or not the Hickenlooper, I'm sorry, the Bloomberg bus that happened to be showing up there. We showed up at the opposite end. Dudley showed up, but it wasn't Dudley's event. He just kind of got in there, took over, and made a few speeches. I got a few stuff on my YouTube account about that. Anyway, that's when I got the idea of picking a list of all the people in Colorado legislature voting against our gun rights and decided to put them out at gun shops, gun ranges, and gun shows. Then I emailed Dudley with this idea, and he said, no, you should take one of our classes to learn more about politics. And I'm like, wait, what? I thought what I was doing was a good thing.
Well, and what did you say to Dud there?
Well, that was the downfall, and I just kind of haven't been associated with him ever since. I canceled my membership of RMGO, and I don't put their bumper stickers on my car, and I'm with Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners, and National Rifle Association, and Dudley can just, you know, go off and make his money screaming how the world is ending.
The problem I have with Dudley is Dudley sends out a lot of direct mailers that will get out there and say, heavens, listen to me now. Barack Obama is not going to allow the importation of 800,000 M1 Garand rifles. This will greatly impact the preparedness of this nation should the stuff ever hit the fan. Send me $10 so I can fight it, which I thought that all happened back in 2009. He's still harvesting that.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that, you know, I've heard a lot of people accuse Dudley of all of these dues that he takes in. That's actually for the Dudley Brown Corporation of Better Living.
Yeah. Well,
have you heard that?
I ever met him. Well, yeah, first time I ever met him. I mean, he drives halfway decent trucks, got RMGO on the side. And I asked him what piece he was carrying because he was open carrying it at that Cherry Creek event. He's like, what are you carrying? He's like, timber. I'm like, okay, not to knock any timber owners, but those are pricey pieces.
They are expensive. Yes, they are. Yes. Yes, they are. You know, first things first, when somebody comes up to you and says, do you want to learn about politics? Well, come to me. I'll teach you everything you need to know. That's the first, whenever somebody comes to me and tells me that they're going to tell me everything I need to know, the first thing that comes to my mind is a Chuck Norris movie where he tells somebody, if I want your opinion, I'll beat it out of you.
Yeah, good movie. I know it.
So I don't, you know, when somebody gets out there and wants to enlighten me, they're immediately suspect. Yeah, and yeah, that's even worse. Because I didn't say, well, I can teach you. Of course, I'm going to have to charge you a small stipend. Well, you know, you probably need to bite me, Obi-Wan, okay? In that case, if that's the way it's going to be. So I don't, I mean, look, I've had several in-depth conversations with, you know, with Sean Maloney and Tim Knight, who are board members of the NRA. I have had several sit-downs and cups of coffee with Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. And they like outside-of-the-box critical thinking, which is not something that you can't, that's something you can't teach somebody to do.
Yeah.
You did some of that when you got this list and you compiled it. And then you handed it to somebody who talks about it all the time, which Sean's, if you've never heard Sean Herron here, I've had him as a guest. He's had me as a guest. We Like Shooting is a very big podcast. It's sort of an ensemble crew that does very irreverent. But at the same time, some that kind of irreverence can take facts and bat them around like a volleyball from hell and penetrate people's minds and the way they think in a way I can't touch. And that's why it's important to have shows like We Like Shooting to sort of as a parallel running to me.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of friends talking about guns and current events of the day that affect gun owners.
Yep. Yeah, they're quite the crew. I was on their show one time and I had one kid there that's one of their regulars, I guess, and he asked me the craziest question, which because of FCC regulations I can't repeat here. It was crazy in that it didn't really matter what my answer was. I was going to be wrong one way or the other.
Yeah, well, that show that you were on is what got me hooked on to you.
Do you remember the question I'm talking about from the young fella?
I don't, but I can go back and find it. I've got the unedited versions.
Yeah. You go listen to the unedited version. It caught me for a moment. I was almost considered to be speechless on that one. So, in Colorado, I mean, can you guys even tell they passed these laws in 2013?
The only way really, can I tell who? Yeah, I have a list. I have a list on my computer. I can dig it up anytime.
Well, I mean, I know that I don't need to know who voted for it because I know that you guys got, well, you had a lot of money coming in. Hickenlooper was on the phone every day with Joe Biden in the run-up to that. We know that. We know that Bloomberg talked to him. So, you know, was there any money promised to Colorado for voting that way?
It wouldn't surprise me if there was. I mean, all the people that voted for taking away our gun rights, they got reelected. We did win the Senate a couple years ago. But hopefully we'll get some more seats during this election. That's why I'm going to put out these lists.
That's important, and it does have to, that does have to get out there. But the main thing that you can do is what you're doing, and that's listening to something and engaging. If everybody did that, if all gun owners did that, Randall, we wouldn't be having any conversations. You'd be like, so Bill, do you think the money was worth it for that agency arms gun? Well, Randall, yes, I do think it was worth it, to be quite honest with you, buddy. We wouldn't be talking politics. Yeah. We wouldn't be talking politics because the gun owning populace of the United States is a pretty decent sized voting bloc, you know. Pretty decent sized. And it's all races and all, both genders, no matter what the Democrats will tell you is our genders. But in any event, one, it's good. I think it's splendid that your wife carries an XDS in 45.
Yeah, she loves that. She calls it Little Blackie from the movie True Grit.
Okay. In any event, no matter, as long, hey, look, if I have a guest and you want to talk to something about the guest is talking about, you can call anytime you want. That's the only rule I got, is if I have a guest, let's talk about whatever they're talking about.
10-4, I'll be on that. Thank you very much, sir. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Likewise. We will do it again soon.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Yes, sir. So for the uninformed, who besides Sean are big hitters that need to be voted in NRA? Tim Knight is a big hitter. Tim Knight. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Feeling a little, not really feeling myself right now. Hang on a minute. Much better. Okay. Sorry about that. Anyway, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. That's not actually the effect I thought I was going to be getting out of there, you know. That wasn't what I thought was going to be happening. But I enjoyed that. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. See, I was thinking I was going to do this one. Well, let me see. This one. Hello. How are we tonight? Instead, I came out as a... I sound like one of the chipmunks, didn't I? Anyway, this past Tuesday night, authorities were tipped off that a group of people were going to cause trouble at a high school basketball game. They stopped the group from getting inside the school, and then the police officer followed the group to a school parking lot. Then things got sporty there, because four people were shot outside Muskegon Heights High School on Tuesday night, one of them by a sheriff's deputy who opened fire on an apparent shooter. Interim Muskegon Heights Police Chief Dr. Joseph E. Thomas Jr. said that two females and two males were shot. Two of the victims were students at Muskegon Heights High School, according to a statement from Superintendent Alina Zachary Ross. Everyone who was shot was taken to an area hospital and have since been released. Thomas said the suspected shooter is a man from the Grand Rapids area, and that police believe he was the sole shooter. The Muskegon County Prosecutor's Office told 24-Hour News 8 they expect a warrant to be issued sometime Wednesday afternoon, although it remains a very active investigation. Police are trying to find three other men who were there with the alleged shooter at one point in the evening. Right now, there's a lot more questions than answers at this point, but it appears that the suspect shot two females and a male and was then confronted by a deputy. The suspect then turned his gun towards the deputy, who put the suspect down. If you're going to point a gun at a cop, get ready to be shot by a cop. Okay? The suspect was treated for his wounds and was taken to jail. At this time, charges have not been filed against the shooter, but they're expected later today. Now, when I am moving with a weapon, okay, I am trying to move in a way to have my muzzle in a safe direction. Now, for me, I prefer with a long gun for the long gun to be down. With a handgun for a handgun to be down. I prefer the muzzle down. How you move with the weapon and where you put the muzzle, for some instructors, that's very important. When you get together, if you're in a class, when you get together with something, a lot of people are coming from divergent training backgrounds. When you train with certain people, when you train with rifles, you're going to be on what is referred to as a hot or wet range. So rifles carried by students are loaded, round chambered, manual, safety on, fully charged magazine, in the magazine well, continuously. All drills start and finish with loaded rifles. There's no specific command to reload at any particular moment, so all students are expected to keep the rifles there bearing continuously loaded, magazines charged. John Farnham, who I respect immensely, has adopted a universal muzzle down doctrine for all of his courses. And here's the part about this. A safe direction in which to point a gun is mostly imaginary. Even in an established firing range, a safe direction such as at a dirt berm is only relatively safe. When any gun discharges in any direction, intentionally or accidentally, a bad outcome is always a substantial possibility. I have been shooting steel. I have been pretty close to the steel because we were doing a walk-up on it. I get sort of enthusiastic when I'm shooting. And I got up pretty close to it, and I was wearing a pair of revision sunglasses. I believe I was wearing the standard issue for the military. And I caught some lead coming off of the steel in the glasses lens and on my cheek. So, yeah, when you're pulling the trigger, even if you're catching the target and hitting the target, there's a chance some of it might bounce back. So, and then, of course, there's some directions that are blatantly unsafe, and these need to be recognized and carefully observed. So on shooting ranges and all other places, endeavor to constantly keep muzzles pointed in relatively safe directions, i.e. away from people. This is called muzzle consciousness, and every student is expected to be continuously aware of the direction in which his weapon is pointed. The ostensible condition of the weapon is never relevant. Sloppy gun handling is not to be tolerated. With that in mind, the question is asked, which is safer, muzzle up or muzzle down? Randall, you can get the audio for this at GCNlive.com, Channel 5. Anyway, local arguments are going to be made for both practices, but Farnham sees muzzles inadvertently pointed in unsafe directions, much less often when muzzled down is the prevailing and accepted doctrine. In his classes, they're always slung single point, two point, with the muzzle down. The rifle is never allowed to come up too horizontal unless the student is online or otherwise facing a safe direction. Even when facing downrange, he does not do point arms, which is horizontally with the muzzle up coming over your left shoulder. A muzzle-up posture during reloading is a gun giveaway, plus it greatly increases your profile, particularly when you're behind cover. Sending a rifle round over the berm and off the property is a real danger on any shooting range, and these are always the result of poor finger discipline. But an ND into the dirt downrange of the shooter is always preferable to one that sends a bullet high enough to clear the berm. At the end of the day, handling weapons is going to be one of those things. Okay, so there's no audio going out over this, over the stream. Huh. Are you hearing me board up? I think you are. Okay. For some reason, the stream is not sending out any audio all of a sudden. Well, I'm talking about the stream I'm doing. So let me type this in real quick. Apparently, Google is not my friend today. There is no policy that can be implemented when it comes to handling hot rifles or being on a hot range that's going to guarantee nothing bad is ever going to happen during training. Any training worthy of the title is always going to be painful and dangerous. Risk can be managed, but never eliminated, and a muzzle-down philosophy and training doctrine is the best. That's the best risk management when moving. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Let's see if this fixes things. I'm presuming I'm going out now, anyway. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the MCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I absolutely hate it when something technical goes wrong, and I'm not here. Anyway. I hate it when it goes live. Anyway, welcome back. Welcome back. Right now, while Hillary Clinton is out there on the campaign trail, watching, I mean, I don't like Hillary. Hillary is one of those people that I don't think I would defend. And when I say I don't think I would defend, I want you to picture a group of AIDS-infested rapist zombies closing in on her. I'm going to go somewhere looking for a sub sandwich or something. I'm not going to be sitting there defending her. I'm not, you know, she is that evil of a person. I might need some therapy over this one. I'm not sure. Right now, we know that 1 in 5 voters associate some term of deceitfulness with Clinton, including liar, dishonest, untrustworthy, and fake. This followed an earlier Quinnipiac University poll that found liar is the first word that comes to mind more than of others in an open-ended question when voters think of Clinton. And that one followed similar findings from CNN/ORC International. I guess you could say you can't fault her for trying her level best to do just that. To, you know, Lincoln said, you cannot fool all the people all the time. That's what she's trying to do. Do that. Regular observers of her know that for a fact that she is no fan of the Second Amendment. We know, for example, that she thinks the Supreme Court was wrong to declare that it's an individual right, that self-defense is its core purpose, and that it prohibits the government at all levels from banning handguns. We also know that she is open to the idea of a mandatory nationwide surrender of firearms along the lines of what Australia did. We can at least credit her for being honest about that. Sort of. because those statements are now part of the public record and we'll gladly remind the public of them every chance we should get. But not everybody follows politics closely, not even everybody who votes. So Hillary Clinton is counting on Americans to have short memories and limited awareness during the general election this year. She wants people to think that what happened in Australia was voluntary, when it was nothing of the sort. For now, she's willing to pander to her base and try to position herself to the left primary challenger Bernie Sanders by harping on gun control at least some of the time. She believes that that message will resonate with the much smaller and more ideologically oriented segment of the population that chooses a candidate in the primary election. But will she be singing the same tune if, and for some people, she still seems to be the likely nominee when she faces the general electorate in a bid for the White House? Not if a recent AP analysis of her primary political ads is any indication. There was an article in the D.C. Caller that put it, the Hillary Clinton campaign wants to both highlight her staunch support of gun control laws, but also obscure those views in places where it may hurt her in the polls. According to the AP, one out of every four of her televised political ads in New Hampshire touts her tough support, or her support for tougher gun control. Meanwhile, in Iowa, only one in 17 ads mentioned her support for stronger gun control in any less strident way. That's because they were polling Iowa, and they found out that Iowa had added more concealed carry permits in quite a while, that it was quite noticeable. So she toned it down. University of Iowa professor Tim Hagel opined to the AP, it may have to do with the polls and the hunting tradition is stronger here than here in Iowa. So she's being what is commonly called in the world of normal human interaction, where people don't routinely misrepresent themselves to each other, wherever it might offer a perceived advantage, two-faced. Remember that when she is talking to the nation as a whole and not just her party's most ideologically motivated base about what she supposedly believes and what she supposedly would do as president, even if certain primary voters support her gun control agenda, America at large does not. The polls are pointing the other way. That being so, you can count on her to be more muted about her radical designs to disarm the populace when she's trying to bamboozle her way back to the Pennsylvania Avenue address. We can't let her do that. We can't allow that to happen at all. And I'm still thinking, I still think she's going to get indicted. I think she's going to get indicted. I don't think she's going to make it to the general election. Or she will be the first. If she is the nominee, I don't see her dropping out even if she is indicted. So I want to see how that race goes. I want to see, and I don't know if she wins the popular vote in the election, does that mean that everybody drops everything because everybody must love Hillary? Hillary Clinton. The thing to remember about Australia is that Australia, Clinton is a lawyer, so Clinton knows that you can't have the same kind of thing in Australia that you have in the United States. Australia has Queen Elizabeth, the UK monarch, as part one-third. She's one-third of their government. So Australia, to some degree, is part of a monarchy. We are not a monarchy. We are a constitutional republic, whether they like it on the liberal side or not. That's exactly what we are. So, legally, there's no way she can do this. Technically, there's no way she can do this. Constitutionally, there's no way she can do this. Remember this about the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was put there to tell the federal government they couldn't do anything with it. They couldn't do anything with the right. They couldn't infringe upon the right. It is an individual right. It is one of the very few out there that says the people. I know they like to get out there and refer to the militia, but if you look at what people like Mason were saying about the militia, he said the militia is all the people. So for them, militia and the people were two synonymous entities, or words for the same entity. So when they were putting this together, of course, the founders, while they were quite, they did foresee quite a bit, they could not have imagined how crazy these gun grabbers could be. Hillary thinks it's all about the popular contest. It's who can get the most votes, and I've got a mandate, and therefore I'm going to repeal the Second Amendment because we don't need it now. And oh yeah, I'm inviting all of Syrians, all of the Muslims, and all of the Hispanics from the Mexican side, and let's just throw open all the borders and invite everybody. We don't need an American sovereignty, do we? After all, we're a nation of immigrants, right? Well, we did start out that way, and we do admit legal immigrants. I'm all for legal immigration, without a doubt. I am all for it. However, I'm not for illegal immigration, I'm not for amnesty, and I'm not for the liberal way of life. If you want to find out how much I'm not for the liberal way of life, outlaw guns. I don't know how long I would last. I would like to think that if I can last for 2 or 3 days, that will get me over a hump, and then I'll be good to go. But me and a bunch of people I know, we'll probably go operational on you. You don't really want to know what that means, politicians. You have no idea what that means. It's not going to be good for you if you go that way. So, you know, enjoy your stuff while you can. You know, you got Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders trying to see how far left the other one can go than the other one. Let's start doing solidarity for the workers and everything. Let's just go full communist, you two crazy, crazy socialist, crazy people. Coming up, hour number 3. We'll be right back. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.